This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. You know my next guest is the former governor of Minnesota, where he was an independent politician. And in fact, I think independent probably describes a lot of the things in Jesse Ventura's life. His TV career, his movie career, his wrestling career, his political career. And now he's off the grid. That's the name of a new show he's doing, not on television, but online on Aura.tv and on YouTube every Tuesday through Friday. He does a new show every day, and I'm happy to welcome him to the show. Jesse, welcome to America Weekend.
Hi, Paul. Great to be here.
Let's jump into a couple of the topics that I know you've touched on your show and certainly been in the news lately. And number one has to be what you think of what's been going on in Crimea and the Ukraine and our government's role or non-role in those developments.
Well, you know, what troubles me the most is these war after war after war. It looks like they're all planned, and I'm a firm believer that they are. And that, I'm a follower of Major General Smedley Butler and his belief that war is a racket, the two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner. And wars are fought for money. And people make money off wars, and that's why we have them. And, the sad part about humanity is we're on the top of the food chain, so nothing eats us. So we seem to find a way ourselves to destroy ourselves, and that's called war. Nothing eats us, so we have to kill ourselves. And war is the way we seem to want to do it. And as far as what's going on over there, my view is it's no different than what we did in Iraq. I mean, Iraq didn't ask us to come in. We lined up our military at their border. We invaded their country. We overthrew their government. We occupied them. And now they're having a new wars are starting there. I'm on to that now. Do you notice that? But we had to send a bunch of armament over to Iraq so that our puppet government over there can hold up against the insurgents. And so they've destabilized that entire country, and it will be that way for probably the next 50 years or more.
But do you think in a situation like what happened in Crimea with the so-called election last Sunday and with Putin putting his tanks on the Ukraine border, that the United States even needs to play a role in that? Or is it time for us to step back and say, you know what, Europe, you're going to handle this one?
I agree totally with that. Europe, you handle it. Why is it the United States that has to get involved immediately in any type of war-type confrontation? Well, maybe that's because we spend more than the other 25 countries combined on weapons and defense. So naturally, when you spend that kind of money, you want to have it used, right? So that's the war machine I'm talking about. That the minute one war ends, a new one has to begin because you got this giant machine that requires gasoline. And the gasoline is war and dying. And so when one war ends, a new one begins. Just watch them. I'm 62 years old now, and if you count the war on drugs, which is indeed a war, we've been at war literally my entire life, and I'm post-World War II.
Yeah, the war on drugs, the war on poverty, the war on this, that, and the other. But they don't...
I'm happy with the war on poverty. That helps people. It's like I had to laugh the other day when Dick Cheney came out with a quote and said that this president cares more about food stamps than national defense. And I laughed on my show and said, well, that shows you Dick Cheney would rather kill people than feed them.
Let's talk a little bit about Edward Snowden. I know you had somebody who was he a legal advisor to Edward Snowden on your show?
Yeah, I had his attorney on my show. And, I'm a great believer that Edward Snowden is a hero because anyone who whistleblows on the United States government violating the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, doing it knowingly and lying about it, well, that's a hero because he now is being hunted by our government. He will be prosecuted. They need to make an example of him so that nobody else will blow the whistle on them. They're killing the messenger and not the message. The message is, why are we being spied upon? Why are our Fourth Amendment rights being lied about? And the government, in essence, the government is telling you and me that we're all potential terrorists, so they need to put us under observation.
Yeah.
And I'm offended over that. I'm offended also they use my money to do it.
Yeah.
When have you ever heard, we're supposed to be the boss? They're supposed to work for us.
Right.
When have you ever heard the employee putting the employer under surveillance?
What always gets me, Jesse, is the argument, look, if you don't have anything that you've done wrong, then you don't have anything to worry about. That's not the country that I grew up in.
Not a bit. And you do have something to worry about. You got a great deal to worry about, because when will that end?
Do you think we can ever get the NSA horse back in the barn?
I don't know. You're not going to get it with Democrats and Republicans, because they've created a system based upon bribery. Anybody from them that works at that system has to have a criminal aspect to them. I left office after 4 years because I felt like I needed a shower after hanging around with Democrats and Republicans.
Do you think you'd ever run for office again?
You never say never. You know, that's one thing I've learned in 62 years. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. Certainly, I have no intention to, but a lot of people would like to see me run for president. But in order for that to happen and keep my integrity and not sell out to the corporate interests, I would need a grassroots movement of putting me on the ballot in all 50 states and some type of insurance I could be in the debates. Because you notice you only get their two hand-picked candidates in the debates. You never hear a third voice.
Right.
The last one was Ross Perot in 92, and they made sure in 96 he didn't debate, didn't they?
So how would you do that, even if somebody put you on the ballot, considering now it's a billion-dollar proposition to run for president?
Well, it's not, because I proved it in Minnesota, and they don't like to talk about it. When I ran for governor of Minnesota, I only raised $300,000 to become the governor. I actually made more money doing the job than I spent to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need money to win. I win on ideas. And I can, if I had ballot access in all 50 states and guaranteed to be in the debates, I have the confidence to say I'd be your next president. You know what I'd run on? I'd run on one issue. You know what that issue would be?
What's that?
I would give the American people the opportunity to make history and elect the first president since George Washington. Let me repeat that. The first president since George Washington who does not belong to a political party. We've only had one.
You sound like you really want to run, Jesse.
I don't really want to run. I have my dream job right now, but I still love my country. And in the back of my mind is always that little voice that says, if not me, then who? If I don't do it, then who's gonna? You know, but I'm not saying I'm gonna. You know, I'm down here off the grid now. I have no control. The FCC doesn't govern me. I can talk about anything I want. I'm not held hostage by mainstream media now. And, you know, the people can tune in to me. I'll do a shameless plug Tuesday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern on Aura.tv, or just go to Jesse Ventura Off the Grid.
Let me ask you about one more topic before I let you go. I don't think that I don't think that legalizing marijuana was an issue when, or at least one that was under serious consideration when you were governor of Minnesota. But of course, now it is legal in Colorado. It's about to become legal in Washington. We've got other states that are considering it. Many of those states are seeing the huge amounts of tax revenue that's coming in Colorado already. Has Minnesota moved in that direction? And do you think we should do it federally?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. It is ridiculous. Right now, we pay $51 billion a year to incarcerate pot smokers. If we legalized it, we would make $49 billion a year in our coffers. That's a change of $100 billion.
Yep.
Think of that.
Yep.
You know, $100 billion of money we'd have and not be spending putting pot smokers in jail.
Yep.
You know, it says home of the brave, land of the free. And my view on marijuana, let me give you the quote on my view on marijuana. Marijuana is to rock and roll what beer is to baseball. Nobody, it doesn't harm you. And if it makes people feel good, what's the matter with that?
Yeah, there's
when did that become bad? When did feeling good become bad? And certainly a pot smoker enjoys food more.
That's for sure. And even above and beyond that is the medical side of it, which the states that haven't done that yet stun me.
I hope Minnesota passes medical marijuana, because marijuana does so many things. It can help seizure people. It helps cancer. It helps glaucoma. It's got multiple medical uses that need to be explored, not eradicated.
Absolutely. Jesse Ventura, his new show is called Off the Grid, Tuesday through Fridays. You can find it on Aura.tv or on the Jesse Ventura channel on YouTube. Thanks, Governor.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Paul. Have a good weekend.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.